Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Our website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And also our blog is there, and thousands of archives and thousands of articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written, like Jeffrey Zabar, our good friend who's our guest this half hour. And the archives, as you know, are from past interviews. And so all the way back to 99. So check those out. Use them to your advantage. Jeffrey, as you know, is our good friend. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books on home-based and teleworking and technology. He's a syndicated columnist with Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel, and he is the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. He's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Hey there. Good to be with you, Jim, as always.
Good to have you back, as always. How are things in Florida today?
I usually preface that question by saying, how is it where you are? Or preface my answer by saying, how is it where you are? And if you say, well, it's ugly and miserable and, you know, snow is coming down in buckets or rain, I'm like, yeah, it's okay. Or if I don't like the person, I'll say, it's Chamber of Commerce weather.
Hey, Jeffrey, this isn't a difficult question. It's just, how is the weather in Florida?
It's okay. Well, I haven't stepped out of my home office yet to know, but I'll just say it's okay.
I'm in Denver, and they're expecting a blizzard tonight.
Well, see, if I like the guys in Denver, I would say, you know what? It's okay here, but, I'm trying to make them feel better, especially if they're a prospect looking for a sale. I don't want to drive them away. I want to make them feel good and feel misery loves company.
You're such a suck-up, Zabar.
Hey, I'm a suck-up. Check it out.
One of the things that micropreneurs have, not really even micropreneurs, but small business owners just about of all sizes have a challenge with, is that they don't really have a tech expert on board. You know, maybe they got somebody around the corner, maybe they've hired somebody that can help them a little bit. But basically, when they have technology challenges, you know, it belongs to them, and it's all their situation to deal with, for at least until they can get some help, if they can find some help. And one of the things that happens is, if we have any kind of a breach of security of our computers, sometimes it can put us out of business, can't it?
It really can, and I think that's key when we're running a small business, especially when you run a micro business or a home office, or especially a small business where you don't have a tech expert on hand. It's key to make sure that your security is up to date, whether it's your firewall, your antivirus, your spam catchers, your adware, all the little bugs and bugaboos that can get into your computer and just cause all sorts of problems. And you know, we went through that recently here with, you know, I work from home, and we have 5 computers in the household. They're not truly networked. I don't want anyone else's computer by way of the network being able to get into mine, lest they
get hacked. You have 5 computers in your house?
We have 5, wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 computers in the house.
How many humans in your house?
We have 5 humans in the house. So we're looking for the 6th. Riley, our dog, has been upset lately. Right. He doesn't have his own computer, and
at least get him a BlackBerry or something.
Exactly. Well, I'll give him, but he doesn't have thumbs. I don't know that you can use a BlackBerry without thumbs. That's I think a uniquely human piece of technology.
Probably so.
But Nicole came into my office. My oldest daughter came into my office recently and said she can't start up her computer. It starts up, gets to the desktop, and then a little message comes up, and about 10-15 seconds later it just crashes. And so I went, or not crashes, it just boots, powers back down and closed and turns off. And I went and looked at it, and you know, I write a technology column for the Sun Sentinel and for other publications, but I am distinctly not a programming or crack the case kind of technology guy. I take the latest technologies out there that I think small business owners can use. I look at it from a distinctly and unique uniquely small business owner perspective, not from an IT perspective. And I say, how does this stuff work? So when her problem came up, I immediately looked at it and said, nah, it's beyond my capabilities. And you were speaking a moment ago about who to turn to for IT help. Well, it just so happens that one of the guitar players in my garage band is a seasoned IT pro. In fact, one of those guys who probably never left his home as a kid, because he said by the time he hit college, he had 10 years of IT experience. So I reckon he spent a lot of time in his bedroom, you know, with his computers. And over the course of, it took him about 4 hours, but over the course of 4 hours, he went in, found the virus that she had accidentally downloaded, realized that her antivirus had not been updated, and that she had all sorts of adware and spyware on her computer, and cleaned it up, fixed it up, and sent us on our way. But the key is that I, as a home business owner, I, as the dad in the household, had let the security lapse on her computer. And that is like problem number one, when you, especially when you're networked. Again, we aren't.
And how many small business owners out there, Jeffrey, let the security lapse on their own website, I mean, on their own computer, and when it happens to their computer, that's their life for many small business owners.
That's absolutely critical. And I think what happens is, you know, the same thing about backup. When you're backing up your data, there's two elements to data backup. It should be automated and frequent. So it should do it on its own, and it should happen on whatever basis you need. Do you need it, you know, every hour? Do you need it daily? Do you need it every third day? Do you need it once a week, which I think is the very least at which you should be doing it. Yep. Same thing for computer backup. I use a software that automatically backs it downloads what they call the latest virus definitions automatically. Anytime there's an update, it gets pushed out to my computer because we're on an always-on broadband connection.
Once a day, mine does that too.
Yeah. So if there's something, it doesn't push. It's, you know, the provider doesn't push unless there's something new to update. You know what I'm saying? And it could be, I could get it daily. I could go, you know, 3 or 4 days without something.
I wonder, though, Jeffrey, how many people buy a computer and it's already got some, you know, it's already got the complimentary security system on it.
Right.
But they don't take the time to go ahead and get the subscription. And so now it's a year and a half later. And the world has completely turned upside down with regard to, or it's gone light years in terms of the threats and the solutions.
Right.
But you don't have any of the solutions, and you've got all the threats. That happens all the time, folks. You just can't be a serious business owner working online with a computer without a security system subscription. It's got to have that. Hold on to that thought, Jeffrey. We're going to be right back and talk some more about this right after these messages. We're also going to talk about content migrating, or I should say maybe the threats potentially migrating from other computers in your business or in your house into your business computer. 20 after. Stay with us. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest.
At the mercy of an unrelenting force, so we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight, circling the nexus and a fever dance.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. That's Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen. The song is The Nexus. The album is The Innocent Age. It's a double album. I've owned it for about 25 or more years. It's a good one. And as you know, Dan Fogelberg is, I consider him to be the consummate artist. And I always like telling people about him because he's maybe the best album I've ever owned. And you can still get it. I encourage you to check it out. And he doesn't pay me a nickel to say that. I just like talking about him because he's a good guy. And Jeffrey Zabar is a pretty good guy, too. Jeffrey is our good friend. He is the chief home officer.
And I do pay Jeffrey. You to say that.
Yeah, by the way, when is that going to get here?
that check. It checks on its way. It's in the mail. When I get my
website?
Tax refund.
There you go. What's your website?
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And check that out, folks. Whatever Jeff has to say is top shelf. And if you're a micropreneur, if you're a teleworker, if you're home-based or want to be any of those things, you need to know about Jeff. You need to know about his books, too, which are there on the website. Jeff, we're talking about security in your home base. You know, it would probably make us cry if we knew all the people all the unsuspecting newbies to technology, to computers, to the internet, how they get just basically caught up in this web of assaults that's possible, from spammers to worms, to viruses, to Trojan horses, and to becoming zombies for other people. I mean, it's just a can be a jungle out there, but all you got to do is buy a $39 a year subscription to some of these programs, and learn just a little bit, be just a little bit diligent, and if in doubt, don't do it. If in doubt, if you get an email, when in doubt, don't click.
Right.
If something comes into your email that sounds too good to be true, or it sounds like it's coming from somebody that you know, but you don't know why they're sending you that, they probably didn't.
Well, you opened the comment by saying it would probably make us cry how many newbies are affected. What would make us break down and cower in the corner is how many of us, even with our protection, remain vulnerable.
Yeah.
And I've done articles on businesses where they have 5, 6, 7 computers, a handful of employees, a half dozen employees, and one lapses. You have the best antivirus or the best protection going, but somebody trips up. Somebody in your small business, it could be a kid on your networked computer in your home office, or it can be an employee who trips up and opens up a document that somehow is a brand new virus that your update, the definition has not been updated yet, and just whacks, if not the entire network, that computer.
Daughter comes over with a USB thumb drive and says, "Hey, Dad, you got to see this. This is the coolest thing." She sticks it in your business computer.
Right.
Migrates a serious virus over, or something, some kind of threat over to you.
And that's one of the things that I think that the key takeaway from the conversation today should be this. You got to set up rules, whether you're a small business, a home office, or you got to set up your rules, just as your corporation, the employer that you may work for would set up. No one touches my computer. If my kids need to print something in color, they can use, we don't have a networked color printer because I'd go broke on how much color they would print.
Not the printer, the ink, right?
Exactly, on the ink. So I make sure that if they need to use my computer, I'm on them like a hawk. Otherwise, my computer is off at least off limits. When we want to download music, we go to a paid service and download from a paid service. I don't allow LimeWire, ShareBear, any of these peer-to-peer networking services that have the potential for someone to upload something nefarious, or what they call malware, that can come back and damage my computer. So I don't get into any of that. You have to adhere. Imagine you are the CTO, the chief technology officer in your home office or your small business.
And whether you know it or not, whether you can do it or not, you are.
You are, but you have to imagine yourself that way. People who don't pay for a $39 monthly, annual subscription to a antivirus update, they're not wearing that hat. They're saying, not me, never me, couldn't be me, and it couldn't be further from the truth. You have to wear the chief technology officer's hat when you run your business, unless you have someone else who you know and trust and have explicitly assigned that task to. Because if you don't, there are two types of computer users, and I would say there's even three. Those who have lost data, those who will lose data, and those who will one day get hacked or hit with a Trojan or spam or spyware or virus or whatever.
I think it's important, though, Jeffrey, to point out. I mean, if somebody was thinking about a brand new person, I can't imagine who that would be, but there's somebody out there who's thinking about getting online like we are for the first time, and they're thinking again now, after what we were talking, folks, 42,000 people die in car wrecks every year, but we still drive our cars.
Right.
It's you just got to protect yourself. You got to buckle your seatbelt. You got to make sure your car has the airbag. Same thing with your computer. By the way, Jeffrey, I use a company called one of my security systems is a company called AVG, and it's free. The security is free.
I didn't say that Dave, the computer, the guitar player slash computer expert who came over, downloaded AVG and put it on Nicole's computer. It's free. It automatically updates all the new
every
definitions.
Every day, does a test run every day?
It does everything it's supposed to do.
It's pretty simple. I'm using it myself in one of my computers. Hey, Jeffrey, thank you for being here. Give us your website again, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Good stuff, Jeff. See you next time.
Always great. Thanks, Jim.
Quick break. Right back with our good friend John Fox. I'm Jim Blassingame. Be with us. I don't know why they don't
explode. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.